Absolutely. Well, now it's time for a very special question of the week, and we've sent Diana out to a coffee shop for the science of steaming milk.
Hello and welcome to a very special question of the week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, the hills are alive with the sound of steamed milk.
Hello, my name is Mouse. I work as a barista, and so I steam a lot of milk. When the milk gets to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, the sound that it makes abruptly drops pitch significantly. So I'm wondering why this happens.
So, what is it that's making milk change its tune?
Hi, my name's Hugh Hunt. I'm from the Cambridge University Engineering Department, and we're sitting here in Starbucks in Cambridge. So I've got an experiment here which actually makes the effect more apparent. I'm actually going to fill up a mug with just some cold water, and then I'm going to put in a spoon of Alka-Seltzer. Now that's going to make it all fizz up. Now if I tap the bottom of the cup, you can hear a noise. I'm just tapping it there. Now I'm going to put in a spoon of Alka-Seltzer now and stir it up. And now, I don't know whether you can hear that, but the pitch of the sound has gone right down. And now, if we wait a bit, the pitch. It's coming back up again. If I give it a bit of a stir, down goes the pitch, and then up it comes again. So it's pretty clear this has got something to do with the bubbles. Now when you're frothing milk or when you're putting Alka-Seltzer into a cup, you're turning water with no bubbles into water with bubbles, and the bubbles add elasticity. Water is really highly incompressible. So the presence of a few bubbles in the water make it a lot softer. And anything that's softer, like something bouncing up and down on a soft rubber band, will have a lower frequency than something bouncing up on a stiff rubber band, which will have a higher frequency. Now, this is commonly called the hot chocolate effect. And some people call it the cheap instant coffee effect. And it's pretty easy to do, but the explanation is not straightforward. Now, when it comes to milk, well, milk is a bit complicated, really, because when it gets hot, the proteins begin to denature, and this is going to affect the way it forms the froth or the foam. So the exact temperature when the effect becomes most pronounced will really depend on how much protein there is in the milk and things like that. But the basic effect is to do with the bubbles, and that can be most easily demonstrated with water.
And on our forum, Jay Petruccelli wrote that it's the denaturing of milk proteins at 140 degrees Fahrenheit that causes stable foam to form in cappuccinos. And this stable foam generates the change in pitch. So, very much like our expert's answer. Well, from stable foams to stable ecosystems now, and next week's question was sent in by a gentleman called Sir David Attenborough.
Well, if you look at trees growing in Europe, often closely related trees, growing on exactly the same ground with exactly the same climate, they have different shaped leaves. Why? And people will say, oh, well, it's because the airflow over it is in the particular circumstances, or the way that the water drips off it. That's the reason. But the trees are growing exactly the same places alongside one another. Why? They have different shaped leaves. I don't know the answer.
What's the point of all those different leaf shapes? If you know the answer, then drop us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or write us on our web-based forum, and that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or you can discuss what you think with other listeners.
Thanks, Diana. She'll be back down from her caffeine fix and back in the studio next week with the answer to Sir David Attenborough's question. What a nice man he is, and how privileged we are to have him asking questions for us. And in the meantime, if you have a science question that needs Diana's special treatment, then you can drop her a line. Send us emails on chris@thenakedscientist.com.
I actually think it's a bit cheeky of David Attenborough to get Diana doing his research for his next TV programme. Don't you think so?
Oh, I don't know. I think he gets away with a lot because he's such a nice man.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.